This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. A part-time sports reporter and medical marijuana patient from Glendive says legalizing pot for recreational use would be an economic boon for Montana. Anthony Variano has submitted a proposed ballot measure with the Secretary of State's office that would allow adults 21 and older to possess limited amounts of pot.
I don't know why we're waiting so long to take advantage of what would be the fastest growing industry in this nation.
The measure would allow the state of Montana to regulate and tax marijuana. At least 15% of that revenue would be allocated to public schools and educational needs, but Variano says the legislature could adjust that amount at a later date. Getting an initiative on next year's ballot to amend Montana's constitution is no small feat. It would require nearly 50,000 valid signatures. But Variano says he's ready for the challenge.
The response I've gotten has been overwhelming. I really didn't expect people to jump on board so enthusiastically, but wow, I've just been blown away by how much help I've got across the state and out of state. I mean, half of our donations are from out-of-staters, so that's just wild.
Variano says he hopes to bicycle across the state to collect the needed signatures. He set up a GoFundMe account to pay for that trip. Firefighters are reporting progress against three wildfires burning in Montana. They expect to fully contain the Glacier Rim fire south of Glacier National Park by today and say the closed Canyon Creek Road should reopen to the public this morning. The Alex Road Camp fire in Petroleum County is now being called 50% contained. That lightning-caused blaze has not grown beyond the 5,700 acres of mixed grassland and timber it's been burning in for several days. Some crews fighting that fire are being demobilized. The Graves Creek fire north of Thompson Falls is being held at about 5,000 acres in size. Two helicopters remained assigned to that fire. The aircraft were temporarily grounded earlier this week due to smoke and poor visibility. Governor Steve Bullock, meanwhile, has issued an executive order declaring a state disaster that exists in Powder River County after a series of storms in May and June. Bullock says several weeks of storms have been damaging to the southeastern Montana County and have caused difficulty for residents. The storms with heavy rain caused rivers to rise to near flood levels, damaging bridges and roads. Powder River County commissioners requested the declaration and the funding that comes with it to address over $223,000 in damage. The Missoula City Council Budget Committee has approved a pay hike for city workers that would start with a raise to $12 an hour all the way up to $15 an hour by 2018. The Missoulian reports the committee voted 6-5 to raise the minimum wage to $12 an hour. The city will move to adopt the 2016 budget at Monday night's City Council meeting. Helena City Commissioners have agreed to seek the installation of signs explaining the history and controversy of a 98-year-old city park memorial that honors Confederate soldiers who died during the Civil War. The Independent Record reports the Confederate fountain in Hill Park became a focal point for criticism and calls by two members of the City Commission to be rededicated after last month's slaying of 9 people in South Carolina. The man charged in the shooting was photographed with a Confederate flag. A former senior official with the BLM has appealed his conviction by a Montana jury that he covered up for a subordinate who kept drawing government pay after abandoning his post. The filing yesterday came a day after John Lyon, the former director for the BLM's 31-state Eastern States region, was sentenced to 6 months in prison. His deputy at the BLM, Larry Denny, pleaded guilty to criminal charges and is awaiting sentencing. A Wyoming judge is considering appointing lawyers to represent inmate Dale Wayne Eaton in a possible new death penalty hearing, even as a federal judge considers whether the state has forfeited standing to seek to execute him. U.S. District Judge Alan B. Johnson of Cheyenne last fall overturned Eaton's death sentence in the 1988 slaying of 18-year-old Lisa Marie Kimmel of Billings. Johnson ruled Eaton did not receive an adequate defense. As the Senate begins debating federal education policy, Montana Senator John Tester is trying to remove annual testing requirements from Washington, and Senator Steve Daines is seeking block grants of federal funding instead of funding with specific strings attached. The Senate is currently working on replacing the unpopular No Child Left Behind with one called Every Child Achieves. Democrat John Tester, a former teacher, is pushing an amendment that would remove federal annual testing requirements and have kids take fewer tests. He says too much classroom time is being taken up by annual federal testing requirements. Republican Steve Daines likewise wants states to have fewer requirements tied to federal education funding. The so-called A-plus amendment he's backing aims to remove most federal education mandates tied to federal funding and replace them with block grants to the states.
This measure will help expand local control of our schools and return federal education dollars where they belong, closer to the classroom.
National Journal is reporting that those block grants would allow students to spend money at private schools. But Dane spokeswoman Allie Lockman says the intent is to maintain the eligibility of private schools for federal funds assisting disabled students, close quote. You can find links to the amendments to the education bill that Senators Tester and Daines are proposing on our website, mtpr.org. Burlington Northern Santa Fe is relocating 55 workers to Laurel from Glendive and Forsyth and planning other worker furloughs. Rail officials tell the Billings Gazette the move is in an effort to consolidate operations to Laurel, which is the region's largest rail yard. Officials say the move will also reduce costs, a necessary move as freight demands drop. Officials say BNSF will slow hiring and furlough workers until demand increases. They declined to offer details about workers to be furloughed. BNSF spokesman Matt Jones says the company met with employee unions to structure the transition and accepted volunteers to relocate. Incentive bonuses were also given to employees who relocated. Falling oil and natural gas prices have slowed demand for freight carriers, especially from mines in Washington, North Dakota, and here in Montana. The Obama administration is moving to significantly expand a requirement for utilities to install inexpensive safety valves on natural gas lines across the U.S. to avert the risk of deadly explosions. The proposal would cover new or replaced gas lines serving multifamily dwellings, small businesses, and homes not covered under a 2009 mandate. Safety advocates have pressed for years to broaden requirements for excess flow valves, which cost about $30 and automatically shut off the flow of gas when a line is ruptured. Two mining exploration proposals north of Yellowstone National Park have environmentalists pushing for tougher scrutiny from state and federal officials. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports the Custer-Gallatin National Forest and the Montana Department of Environmental Quality are each performing low-level reviews of applications from British Columbia-based Lucky Minerals Incorporated to search for gold on federal and private land. People can comment on the proposal with the Forest Service until July 15th. Environmental groups want to promote awareness so people can provide input and potentially block the proposals. The groups worry an open pit mine could be in the company's future plans, but Vice President Sean Dyke says that's unlikely. Montana is seeking aid from a national research organization to conduct a comprehensive study of the state's correctional system for the first time in 18 years. Top government officials asked the Council of State Governments last week to help carry out a new mandated but unfunded state review of the penal process, policy, and finances in Montana. State officials say a broad analysis is needed to address a prison population that could exceed capacity by November. The state is asking the nonprofit organization to provide staff to fine-tune data and identify ways to save money and reduce recidivism. Legislative staff and the sponsor of the state study say outside assistance is crucial since Governor Steve Bullock signed the bill requiring the study but vetoed the $28,000 to fund it. Thank you very much for listening. For Montana Headline News, I'm Edward O'Brien.